Jesus, baby. We're back on the scene. This is Son of God University, where you get the knowledge, you have the wisdom to activate, and we definitely have Jesus' power going throughout the universe, pulsing throughout the galaxies. But first, we're going to have Dr. Sweetie give some love moments.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Merry, Merry Christmas. Glory to Jesus. We love you, eternal God, Son of the Father, Jesus, the living Christ, almighty energy saturating all over our beings. We thank you for your life. We thank you for love. We love you. We adore you. We cherish you. We praise you. We thank you, O great Jesus, Jesus eternal. Amen. Glory to you. The power of love. The commandment was given that we must love the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, with all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our mind, strength, and back up with all of our might. Love factor is so important. Did you know we can talk to the ghost? The sacred Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts, on the Pacific coast, on the India coast, on the Gulf coast, on the South China Sea coast, we can talk to this power. This sacred love force that engulfs and encircles the entire galaxies, worlds without end. This great power of love, all the people of the world, if you are looking for love, look within the great light of the universe. The whole Christmas season is about love, the Christ energy of joy and the power of forgiveness. When we have the power to love, we forgive one another. We have intelligence. We have a smooth flow. With love, we stay young. With hatred, you get cancer. You grow old. Negative things happen. The power of love. And that beautiful song that we heard, my brother, the magnanimous Carol of the Bells, those beautiful boys sung so high-pitched and so glorious. Wasn't that fantastic?
Definitely. That was fantastic. They put their hearts in. They're like angels. They're singing. That's a heavenly song. You know that, my brother. That came from the heavens. That's why we have this song. Canon is another one. It's a very heavenly song. It came from the heavens.
Yes.
And so that's why we play it. It's a very heavenly song.
And it goes in my consciousness day and night. Sing a new song, Christmas is here, word of good cheer, Jesus is near, we have no fear, we have no fear, Christ, Christ is here. Sing a new song, Christmas is here, glory to God, I love you Christ, Merry, Merry Christmas to the Son of God, glory to light, Gloria, 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 glory. Sing a new song, Christmas is here, word of good cheer, Christ is so near, word of the Father manifest. In the flesh, we glorify you, God Jesus Christ, God Jesus Christ, God Jesus Christ. It's just so fantabulous.
Oh, yeah.
It's a song that I just cannot get out of my consciousness. And I don't want to get out of my consciousness because we agape the Son of God.
You got
and
that right.
We are so thankful for the love moments to just love this eternal energy. Because when you talk to the ghost gives you energy. You know, it just
the ghost?
You
know, put a holy on that ghost.
Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost. That's right. You're right, my brother, the Holy Ghost. That's right. And that sacred Holy Ghost is so powerful. You know, like I said yesterday month, we were talking about the baptism touched on in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And how I took my other basketball and baptized it right here on the air, because the people are stubborn and they just don't want to receive the acknowledgement. Not all the people, but a few people that don't want to believe the truth. Now, the scripture declares in Acts 4:12 that the name of Jesus Christ is so much powerful that everything was given by the name of Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, the magnanimous name is power in the name of Jesus Christ. Our blessed Savior, the baby Jesus who came into the world, he magnified his Father, and his Father magnified him and said that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, therefore, we are to get excited in the great name of power. And I heard the program on the television the other day, and Church of Christ, bless them. There is the Church of Christ Holiness, there's the United Church of Christ, and there's another kind of Church of Christ, and then there's just the Church of Christ. Okay, that particular movement, they would talk about the apostolic, you know, doctrine of the Book of Acts, when the apostles, they baptized and all that kind of good stuff, repent and be baptized, but they were talking about the power of how the apostles talk, and they taught the doctrine and all this kind of good stuff. But they don't baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. I cannot understand that, you know, because it's called Church of Christ, and Christ Jesus died on the tree. And so, therefore, I feel, don't you feel that if Jesus is the one that died on the tree, that's the name we're supposed to baptize in?
Oh, sincerely, we should. That name is powerful. Everybody knows the name is powerful, but I think the Lucifer and his angels are out to stop, especially the Christian church, from doing that. They don't baptize the name. They barely say the name. They say Lord. They use all these titles. And once you know the power of that name, like my brother said, you'll go on. Now, that power, my brother, as far as the Holy Ghost, what name is that? Doesn't it have a name?
Yes, the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus, or Jesus. Yes, let that be known to the people that the name of the Holy Ghost that's inside of us bears the very name of the Son of God.
How can that be?
How can that be? Because the scripture declares in Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby mankind can be saved than the name of Jesus. Also, in the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, Jesus said, the Spirit of truth is with you and shall be in you. So that name Jesus means I shall be powerful. And the name Christ means, like Christos, anointed with light. You put it both together with the lion and the coconut, and you drink them both together. You say, I shall be powerful when I am anointed with light.
Now, that name, Jesus, that's a powerful name, too. But just in the name of Jesus, okay, most of the time, like when we saying Jesus, we're referring to the energy.
Yes.
Now, isn't that a difference between the Son of God and the being and the energy?
Oh, yes, yes, because, see, the being is the individual, the baby that was born on September 27th, which we are now celebrating so many years ago, approximately 2,000 years ago, that this baby Jesus came into the world, and he bears the great name Jesus Christ. Okay, now Jesus Christ has done this thing. He went into the heavens, and he said, I will send you another comforter just like me. and this power shall be in you, and this power has the power to forgive. It's our holy helper, it's our director, it's our guide, it's our forgiver of sins, and it's our cleanser. That great divine Holy Ghost, the divine light of Christ, is the great one whom is worthy to be called Jesus Christ or Jesusi. Jesusi is the ancient original. Jesusi refers to the great almighty energy that is within us, everywhere present all over the universe. Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi. It is very simple. And in retrospective to that, I'm going to take this. I got another ball, as you can see today. This is one of my favorite all-time basketball stars, Shaquille O'Neal.
All right.
And I feel him. He's a wonderful guy. He played for the Los Angeles Lakers, yeah, and the Orlando Magic team. This is the Orlando Magic ball that I got when he was back in the day. He is a beautiful guy with a good spirit, and he talks to Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
He's a cool dude. So this ball got his name on it. It's blue and blue, a light color blue, and a darker blue, you know, the color of the Orlando Magic team in the United States of America. That's located in, you guys, I'm sure you already know, in the southeastern United States of America, Disneyland country, Disney World country.
Right.
So therefore, because the people that are stiff-necked and stubborn that refuse to baptize in the name of Jesus, they usually use the titles. They say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, that's insufficient because Jesus, he said that in the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, verse 18, 19, and 20. And it says in the 17th verse, it says, and they worshiped Jesus, and they gathered around him and held him by the feet. He was already ascending upward. And they grabbed him and said, what meaneth this? And as Jesus began to teach, he says, you shall cast out devils in my name. You shall heal in my name. You shall raise the dead in my name. You shall baptize in my name. So the people said, well, what did he mean when he said, baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost? Well, he meant just that. The name. He didn't say you go up there and act like a dillywink and say, I baptize you in the name of the titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Those are titles. He said the name. So the great name, the Father bears the witness to the Son. The Son is the one that died on the tree, and the Holy Ghost bears the name of Jesus Christ, or Jesus. So we're supposed to use that name. Acts 2:38, it declares, repent, Peter said, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So now, we are here. Oh, greetings from Shangri-La, Sanzumi, Thailand. With the Budula, the temperature is 89 degrees on this beautiful day, and we are just excited about Asia, Southeast Asia, where people are full of love. The temples. Did you people know, at this Christmas time of the year, in Thailand, all the Budulas, or the majority of them, they have decorated their Budulas. Budula is a place where they worship Buddha or energy. And so, therefore, they're acknowledging Christmas more than America. America, they wait till November or December. They're on the late break in Europe. But over in the Asia, in the Philippines, and Thailand, and the South parts of India, and the Burma, and the Kosoka da Pakoki, Indonesia, Islamic Republic, and Indonesia, they got their Christmas lights up. Can you believe that? Because they know that Jesus was born in September 27th. And so the decorations have started in August. So we're celebrating, and I'm going to take this ball, and I'm going to baptize this ball in protest to those who don't want to acknowledge the name, in love to us who love the name. Oh, great basketball, with Shaq O'Neal's name on it. Shaq, if you're listening, blessed be you, sweetheart. May the living Christ bless you. We honor you with this great ball. I take this ball, and I now, sweetie, I baptize you, great Shaq O'Neal basketball, in the divine dynamic name of Jah Jesusi Christ, for the remission of sins. And you don't have no sins because you didn't do nothing wrong. And you have the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. That ball has been baptized, and now that ball is sanctified and filled with the Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. So I want the people to recognize that the power of the name of Jesus Christ is for all people. It's for all nations. It's for Islam. It's for anybody. Buddhist, what have you, even atheists. You know, atheist people, they say that when they get upset, they stop to say, listen, oh, Jesus Christ. They can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Because the name is inside of every individual.
You got that.
John, the first chapter, verse 9, It says, this light of Christ that cometh in, this light is given to every individual who cometh into the world. Is that true that every party that was born has a spark of divinity inside of them?
Everyone is born. Jesus made sure of that, and that's why we talked about that in the rebellion. You're going to put that in everybody so they can become a god? That was the major rebellion. The angels did not, that walked out, they did not want to hear that.
Right.
What? What? No. So it was a rebellion. We can't have a human. That's why we are very valuable, like my brother said. We are very valuable. A human is very valuable. You know, don't put the these robots and stuff up there. The human has the intelligence of the entire universe. It is very intelligent. It's more intelligent than the computer. The computer is good. You use the computer, but your brain is the magnificent computer. You got it inside. You got all that intelligent rays of light flowing through you, that Holy Spirit that tells you what to do. Like my brother said, it activates the power. That name, you got to have the name. A lot of people talk about the light. You can hear anybody talk about the light inside you, but if you ain't got the name, you ain't got the power, you're not activated. Isn't that right, my brother?
That's right. You hit it right on the thumb. You got to have the divine name, because without that name, like you said, the name generates the power of light within us. Because there are many people who claim they got this energy and that energy, and it's the limited status.
Right.
And the ultimate energy of the universe, all power flows from the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit bears a name. Everybody has a name. The President of the United States of America, he has a name. Barack, let me put it properly, President Barack Hussein Obama, a wonderful, beautiful leader of the free world. And so, therefore, everybody has a name. Cars have a name. Birds have a name. Females have a name. Males have a name. All babies have a name. It is imperative to use names. All trees, they have a name. Dogs, people give their dogs names. And so therefore, why does not the power of the universe don't have a name? But it does. It's just the people, they have not recognized it, because in the book of Colossians, it speaks about the great name of Jesus Christ, or Jesus. And if you have any doubt, just try it and see. Each individual that come into the world was born with a mechanism of energy, divine energy. And each person has this ray of cosmic Christ, or the divine light. And as we vibrate the name, Jah Jesus, and those who are kind of allergic to that great ancient dialect, then you go, Jah Jesus. You automatically begin to feel something. Every time you glorified that name, the very cells in your body aliven up. They come to life. The chakras of energy rise up.
You better believe.
Because there is no other name in the comparison, because that name bears the power of the universe. And so, therefore, that's why St. Nicholas got the divine revelation.
All
brother,
right.
You talk about that, you know, that way back at the time of the Christmas time, how that guy received the revelation. People think, oh, jolly old St. Nick was a joke. No, no, no. This guy had the power of the Holy Spirit within him, and he was a revelator of truth.
You better believe it. This St. Nicholas, it wasn't no fairy tale like everybody. And believe it, we're going to get into some really good stuff coming. This Christmas season is going to continue, and it's going to get better. It's going to blow your mind by the time we get to, especially December 25th, when you find out what that is,
right.
And especially Halloween, when you find out what that is, it's going to blow your mind. You're going to see, why did they change it to that? But getting to St. Nicholas, this brother, man, I mean, he was a priest. A Catholic priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he was already into the name of Jesus.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he just loved that name. So an angel came to him and told him the divine truth, as we're telling you about the revelation, as far as the Holy Spirit in you is that name. That energy is that name. And he's told how to get wrapped up in the energy, told a lot of secrets, basically what Jesus taught his little posse, all those secrets about the inner Christ, how to worship it, that you worship it and you praise it.
Yes.
And I have my brother give the distinction of worship and praise. But right now I'm going to say praise, because worship is different. And as you praise it, you praise it. And so he got this revelation, and he went crazy. When I mean, he really got wrapped up into
right.
it. He got so wrapped up into it, he started glowing with the light of Christ. He was glowing so much, he tried to put dirt on himself to hide the cosmic rays of the universe.
And that's St. Nicholas you're speaking
of. This is St. Nicholas.
Okay.
St. Nicholas. He was so then, see, he was the kind of priest, he wanted to help the poor.
Right.
So what he did, people that he knew poor, that were poor, they were putting all kinds of trees on top of their roof, especially in Germany. They put trees, that's where it came from. The Christmas tree came from that. Mm. They put Christmas trees on top of their roof that they didn't have, they didn't hardly have enough. And then St. Nicholas would have a chariot with reindeers. And by chanting that powerful name, they would levitate, like we told you before in the Christmas story, how people right. would levitate. They would levitate. So that's not no fairy tale. He was Amen. Levitating with them, and he would go to the rooftops and put stuff that they needed. He knew what they needed through the light of Christ. He knew what they needed. And he went to each roof that had a Christmas tree. And it was, the word was out. If you have a Christmas tree, if you need some, he would bring you gifts of what you need. And he did that. Then it got to a point, well, what about us, St. Nicholas? We done. Then he said, okay, if you put lights that represent the light of Christ, like blue for love, yeah. and then we have red. What is that red for, my brother?
That red is for the gratitude, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Great Thanksgiving.
And then we have gold.
Gold for the eternal praise.
For the eternal praise. So he said, if you put those around, see, that represents the light of Christ that's within us.
Yeah.
So you put that on there, I'll leave you some gifts. So people start, that's how Christmas trees got in this one. See, it's all pertaining to Jesus Christ and the light of Christ. All this stuff, people say all this other stuff that it was some kind of sun god and all this stuff. No, 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 no. The truth of the matter, everything started because the Lord Jesus Christ and the light of Christ.
Yes.
All this, the Christmas, the decorations, it's nothing wrong with doing that. Matter of fact, you should. You go and find the King of the universe, you go and find the light of Christ that he gave, that's all over us, all in us, that he put in us. So you should. It's nothing wrong with having a Christmas tree with lights on. We're on earth here. We're on the physical being. Yeah. Yeah, put the lights up. Yeah, go up and light the Buddha logs. They have lights. Put them up. We're representing the light of Christ, of Jesus Christ. That's inside of us. And so they did that, and he started giving gifts to everyone. And then it got to the point, they were so hard to get up on the roof, it was cold and everything, so they started putting them in their houses. And then since he became a transfigured being, he could walk through walls and put gifts in there.
Right.
Because he had the power of transfiguring. Once you start using that power, like he was, like I said, he just was just crazy as praise that power, he became translated. So he could levitate with his reindeers and go here and there. Then pretty soon he can go to places and he can walk through walls, put the gifts there. And it's no fairy tale, it's truth. All these things you think as fairy tales have some truth behind it. A lot of times it's all confused. That's why Son of God University is here. We're here to explain it. That's why you have 76 million listening right now, because you know we have it going on. Jesus, baby.
Jesus. The power. The power of love, praise, and gratitude. If you notice when we first started out, I had love moments. The vibration of love, praise, and gratitude is very high. That is a constant vibration going on eternally. And when we become aware of that divine manifestation, it's powerful. Now, the word worship, it can be used negative and positive. Because in the scriptures it says, Satan came to Jesus, and Jesus was casting out devils, and the devil said, O thou Jesus, thou Son of God, what hast thou to do with me? And the scriptures say, and the devils worshiped him. They worshiped Jesus, but they did not love Jesus. Worship means to adore, correction. Worship means, on a naked level, to pay high respect. To honor someone in high official rank or in supremacy, that'd be Lord Jesus Christ. So the devils know who's in charge. So they honor Jesus Christ without love. You say, how can that be? Well, the devils don't have love. That's why they're called devils. They don't love Jesus. They're negative. They fell from glory. So therefore, they worship him in fear. They don't worship him in love. So that worship is not pure, but it's honored as respect to the
right.
great King.
You got to believe.
And this love, praise, and gratitude it surpasses the art of worship in that aspect, in the naked style, because love, praise, and gratitude in this high estate is worship in the higher state. Because the higher state is an intimate manifestation, because the Christ light lives on the inside. The Christ light auras on the outside. The Christ light glows the inner organs, the bloodstream, and all the body parts inside and the outside. Your hair, your toes, your body, your muscles, everything. So this great, dynamic, glorious trilogy of the blue, the royal blue, is the agape for the light, or the love for the great light that is within us, our ever protector. So the great, glorious blue color represents the great I love you, the great highest ordeal. Love is the supreme key. And the rosy red, or infra-violet rays of love, is the thanksgiving part. That red, rosy red, is the gratitude or extreme thanksgiving to Jah-Jesusi. Jah-Jesusi, the eternal energy that lives within us. So with that constant thank you and exhortation to the great King of Gloria, you have the love and the thanksgiving, and then you give the exalted praise to acknowledge, to adore the golden ray, the golden color. So these colors are rays of the radiant light of Christ. If you notice in the rainbow, out of the eight colors, the three stand out. You look in the heavens when there's a big storm and the sun comes out, a rainstorm, you can see the blue, the red, and the gold. I know millions have seen it automatically. And if I wonder, what is that I'm looking at? You are looking at the divine, admittable rays of Christ-like. You are actually looking at Holy Ghost in colorful form, to a degree, because it's so powerful. It's the energy is so powerful. So, and every time you look at the rainbow, you feel something. Animals feel something. Humans definitely feel something. If you don't, you're very cold-blooded. You see, so therefore, this great colorful rays, and that's why St. Nicholas, he said, if you got the trees, and they got the wonderful, those three magical colors, the royal blue, rosy red, and the gold, because he knew they represent the Christ-like energy. And so therefore, he came and left the gifts on top of the roof of the people's houses. And so therefore, those colors and garlands should be adored. You can use more than that with those particular colors, of course. You know, if you want all kind of colorful on your trees and decoration, but to show you the power of those rays, that those rays are glowing within our bodies. Everybody has an aura about them. Now, there are some religious people, they want to speak against it. They can go right ahead. You can, scientists and spirituality meets together right here at Sonica University, because you cannot get away from the truth. The truth is everybody vibrates an aura, whether it's negative or positive. And everybody has some type of aura. And so, therefore, the people that are in love with Jesus Christ, the divine name, Jesus, you vibrate. When you're in love and when you know what that name means, you know who the name refers to, it's the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Light, the eternal energy, the divine active force. Is it true, my brother, that we can actually talk to the Holy Ghost?
Oh, yeah. That's the main purpose. You can talk to him just like you're talking to a person. You should talk to him. It's your best friend. It's your comforter. That's why I say the comforter will come. It comforts you. It guides you. I mean, basically, I couldn't live without the Holy Ghost. I mean, it tells you everything what to do. I mean, it tells you what clothes to wear. It tells you what soap to bathe with. It tells you everything, what to eat, because each individual is different. It tells you what your body needs. It tells you everything. It tells you if something is poison. It protects you. It's a protection force field around you. Bullets come, they will bounce off. It's just so much that this power would do. I mean, everybody should be in love with this power. I mean, once you have the power, remember, it says the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. So basically, when you depend on the Holy Ghost, it'll teach you what's in the Bible. You don't really need Son of God University. You don't really need a man of the cloth. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. It will reveal to you. Get in tune with it. That's what you need. That's what Jesus was talking about. Jesus taught all these little posse that the inward revelation of this inner Christ. He taught them that. He took them to the Holy Ghost city over there in Seattle there, where the where's Rainbow City too. Basically, it's a lot of rainbows over there. I wonder why that is. But anyway, that's another mystery. But anyway, he took them over there, and when he took them over there that time, it was
mountain. They didn't carve down on the mountain. They had waterfalls on the mountain. It was magnificent. He was showing the power of the Christ-like through nature. And believe me, it was some nature there. And they would expound all this power. They went over there to learn. Because, see, those little posse, they got transfigured real quick. Because
the Boinkies?
The Boinkies.
Oh.
They got transferred. They got transfigured, rather, really fast,
yes.
You know. And so they didn't have the knowledge. So then they had to, you know, like, usually, it's not all the time. Like, Christine Mercy got transfigured like that, too.
Right.
Like, Annalise, she had a bunch of knowledge. But, you know, so he had to train them. So he took them there, and they saw the power there. Then he took them to India, where the master, they deal with the energy.
Yes.
The energy masters, the pranayama energy, what they call. It's still the Holy Ghost energy.
Yes,
the chi energy.
That's
it's the
right.
Jesus energy. They
yes.
told him that. They taught him how to master that energy when he went over there. But see, it's a lot to it. This Christmas story is going to get better and better and better.
Is that the power that protected me the other day on Tuesday when I was in Belgium?
Yeah, that's the power.
That's the power. That
tell them about that story.
And
that is the power.
That directed me. You know, back in 2009, I was diagnosed with the eye condition, the
yeah.
optic nerve. The optic nerve went dead.
Right.
And so it was really eye blindness. And so when they checked me in 2009 of August the 27th, I believe, and they and I was driving earlier in a few months earlier, and I said, "How come is the world seem invisible? What's happening here?" I was a blind man driving, and I felt cool because I didn't realize that the blind man could be driving the car. But I'm trusting in the divine light of Christ, and I was diagnosed, and the state of refused to give me the disability benefits that I'm supposed to get. In the state of, they turned me down. And the governor of the state of, they just rejected me. But I trust the light of Christ. Because in the United States of America, anybody that got a legalized disability, it's been proven in the eye condition and the temperatures of the point system where they show you what to take at the test, you will qualify for a disability granted by the federal government and the state and the individual state. And so since the individual states are in charge of disability adherence, they, in the state of, they turned me down. And the governor of the state of also turned me down. So therefore, I don't hold no grudge against them. But the day in Belgium, I was protected when the cars are going this way and that way. And I was in the middle of the street walking and doing the ministry. And the people say, "Wow, look at the flashing light. What's happening here?" Well, it's not me. It's the Christ in me that glow. You see, the power of the light is so strong, people too busy looking at me or looking at the Christ in me, and they almost going off the road, running into each other. And that happens a lot when I be walking the street and everything, and throughout the world, United States included, and in Asia, and in Europe, and the people they, I be walking and I be happy. Say I don't walk like an old sad sack, you know, with the you know, some people when they're blind, they walk all kind of humdrum. We don't believe in that humdrum business.
Oh, definitely.
Why?
Not.
Because I know, with total full faith that the light of Christ will renew my eyes and transfigure my eyes back to the reality, and I will see clear like Jesus from Nazareth.
You got
you
that
see?
Right.
Because some people, they say, "Well, you know, once you go blind, you always go blind." I say, "No, I don't believe in that foolishness. That's from the pit of hell. I reject that in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth." You see, if you believe a negative report, you're gonna carry that negative report on your shoulder. This is the power of the Christ-like energy known as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, look at that term, title, Holy Spirit. It makes you whole. It makes you whole. So let my brother say, it directs you what to eat, what to drink, when to go to bed, when to sleep, when to do this, when to do that. And like my brother, when he was over there in another land, because sometimes we're not always together. We do things together in the ministry, but a lot of times we're separate in different planets or different countries and maybe different planets too. And we've been doing the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. And like my brother there, he was busy for about, 20 hours working straight through, getting things done every day. The light of Christ was with my brother. He didn't fall asleep. He didn't run off the road. Because the people in the Philippines, they drive crazy. Thailand, they too. We love it. We love my beautiful brothers and sisters in the Royal Republic of Thailand. But someone who can drive kind of whoopsie-doopsie, like, just like they're doing in Los Angeles and New York City and Seattle, Washington, and various places, you know. But you have to be alert and focus on the light. Now, the little boinkies that Jesus Christ raised up, they – now notice that Jesus was training people when he was 1 year old.
That's right.
He was a young laddie. He was still glowing with the light. He's a baby turning other babies. Because he had a mature spirit of the Holy Ghost inside of him.
Right.
He was so filled with the Ghost that...
Let's put a holy on that ghost.
Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost. That's right. So you won't think it's a phantom. Yeah, we're talking about the Holy Ghost, this power of the universe, that Jesus was so filled with this Holy Ghost that he taught the people the power of the name. You see, they knew it way back in Moses' time, and he was teaching them, and like my brother said, they had to come to the other, because they were in Israel, a small state, a small country, very small, about the size of New Jersey, if you know what New Jersey looks like in the eastern United States of America. And so, therefore, they had to go to the big volcano mountain area, so over there in the Altai Himalaya Mountains area, up there by Tibet, and India, and over there in, like you said, the volcano state of Washington State, where Jesus Christ, he got 1 foot on Mount St. Helens and his other big foot on Mount Rainier. And all he got to do is just tap that foot and pick a thought, and no volcanoes can erupt with glory.
How many volcanoes are there in that state?
In the state of Washington, they have 121 volcanoes.
Ooh.
And that's on the Ring of Fire.
Wow.
And that, matter of fact, they had a documentation on the world news that the volcanic activity is rumbling in the volcanoes over there in the Washington state. And they say when that if it triggers a tsunami, they can have a earthquake that can hit over 9.9 to 10.5.
Oof.
That will be devastating.
Right.
Be exciting at the same time, because I love volcanoes. I love wild weather. I've been all around the universe with wild weather, black holes, you name it. I've been everywhere. And I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, see, we are magnificent beings. We can levitate. The power of levitation was granted by Jesus Christ. Is that correct, my brother?
Oh, you better believe it.
So with that power, we can levitate, walk through walls. It's not impossible. All you got to do is trust the living Jesus Christ. The scientific law is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. That omnipotence, the power that lives within us. Omniscient, the all-knowing, all-seeing eye. In the United States of America, the dollar bill, I love the money of America, because on the dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." And underneath, it has an eye, a pyramid with the all-seeing eye and the aura of light going around it. Now, some people are against that great symbol, but that symbol was granted by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and they were moved by the power of energy to make that emblem. And it speaks about orders, portas, soul, or the new order. And people say, well, the new order, you're going to bring in the beast. No, no, no. The new order is with the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the king around here. People need to stop giving praise and glory to the devil. They, like I heard that program earlier on the television program to talk about the movement of spiritual, about the church of Christ, and they were saying, you know, this and that, and I don't downgrade anybody. I love all. We love all, whether it's the Church of Christ, Mormons, Jehovah's Kingdom Hall, Witnesses. We don't hold no grudges against anyone. Islam, our wonderful Jewish brothers. Glory to Jesus. Jehovah Shalom. As-salamu alaykum. Namaste. We don't hold no grudges. The Buddhist temple. But they were using, I heard the minister was saying, or the elder, as they call them, was using the name Satan. I timed it. I listened to the program for 1 hour. Did you know my brother, he used the term Satan 77 times, the word Lord 4 times, the word Christ about 18 times, and the word God 16 times. Mm-hmm. Jesus, 0. What the pity? What's the matter with these people? You're supposed to magnify the name of the Son of God, the name of the Son of God is all powerful. Like I said, there's no other name that the baby Jesus came into the world. That's why our Gmail is Jesus, baby. It's right there, you see, because it is a reality. So this power of Jesus Christ, as he protected me in Belgium, and now from Europe back to the Royal Republic of Thailand, and the people in Thailand are so beautiful. They're so friendly. They know how to bow and namaste and give honor, respect. They know how to love and hug. And we believe in that because it's beyond howdy doody, shake your hand. Don't be afraid to reach out and touch and hug, because in hugging you feel vibrations. Matter of fact, the Bible says, greet one another with the holy kiss. Embrace one another with the holy hug. Is that correct?
That's correct.
This is such a reality. And the people, you know, these new Bibles, they say, shake hands with one another. Take those Bibles and throw them in the fireplace this fall. because that is not correct. In the original, it says, give love to the people, not howdy doody. You know, you're supposed to, the people of God and Jesus Christ are supposed to be so infatuated with this love that they should be able to hug with a feeling, because they do sex with the feeling, so how come you can't hug your brothers and sisters in the light of Christ? You see, the people that are so religious, they got the problem. That's the problem with the world today. The religious people are too religious and not a relationship. It's about a relationship with the holy light of Christ inside of us. And so therefore, with this power that Jesus Christ was teaching, these little boinkies that he was teaching, they went around the different parts of the states and different parts of the country, and they began to see the magnanimous power of sudden illumination. And this sudden illumination is for us, sweetheart babies. Hear me, O earth-born sons and daughters of the truth, that each person within has the divine spark of the Christ light within them. From the meanest person to the most royal person, no one is excluded from the divine rays of love. Only you exclude yourself by divorcing the great light. But the light is open to all who will accept and receive it. Like my brother said, we're not looking for disciples to come and build our kingdom. We are in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We have a boss over us, the King of Gloria, the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't need to try to populate and take people from other churches. The light of Christ is already doing it. People are looking for the truth. And if you go to it, like I said last week, the other last week, if you go to a church and they're not teaching the great name of power, leave that place or turn that church into an aerobic center and do some aerobics, step aerobics, turn it into a yoga center, bring some weights in there and build up your muscles. That's another thing. You people that are fat asses, get off your duff and start working out. That is the will of the Holy Spirit.
You got that right.
This Christ light, this Jay Soucy energy, Jay Soucy. Think about that, Jay Soucy. He wants your whole body to be whole, just like Jesus of Nazareth. That's why I trust the light of Christ. And I saw on the television today, by the fact, I was able to see somebody's faces on the television. That's a blessing.
That's
because
a blessing.
Before I could not see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I had the tube on, and some people that say, well, do you listen to the radio like a log? No. Earth, no. I'm not going to say hell, no. I'm going to say earth, no. And did I say hell, no? I'm not going to say hell, no. I just spell it. Did I say H-E-double-L? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to say hell, no. Earth, no. But anywho, they're tripping because I'm not a vegetable kind of person. What I mean, you know, you just, oh, woe is me. You just sit there, well, I cannot see, so I guess I'll just listen to the radio. No. I dance. I do aerobics. I do dance aerobics. I step aerobics. I instruct classes. I do bodybuilding. I don't want to, we're not here to exalt myself, but to show you the power of the Holy Spirit. And through this mission, people are seeing the light manifested. Because some people just say, how do you do it? You walk with your white stick and your red, you know, the eye guide stick. You walk around, you act like you're not blind. I'm not. I am not blind. The eyes may be diagnosed. The I am Christ is not blind. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the great I am is the internal energy. It's the deep, great Jesus, the Jesus Almighty energy, the Jesus Christ divine Holy Spirit love, new and everlasting covenant.
Right.
Glory to Jesus. You see, that's the power on this September 8th, 2013 AD, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age of consummation and fire, that this great light, it illuminates you. And so people, they say, a lady says something, she says, what do you do? I say, I live. You do what? I said, you heard me. I live. I build muscles. See, a lot of people think if you have a disability of some type, you're supposed to act like a vegetable and just sit in an enclosed room or old folks home. No. We've been in this divine way, and what we have discovered in 60-year lifespan, you people on the air are finding out in 60 minutes. Look at the power of Jesus Christ.
You better believe it, baby. Jesus, baby. That's what it's about, like my brother said. It's about following that inner Christ, that inner illumination. That's what Christmas basically is going to be about when you get to January, when you hear it. It's going to blow your mind.
Yes.
It's about that inner illumination. First, you start with your spirit. You have your spirit inside you. And then you have the Christ-like spirit. It comes.
Amen.
It illuminates. It purifies your spirit. You see, Jesus, when he came, that's why he could create without a body, because he was always a pure spirit.
So when we come here, we got the Holy Ghost to purge our spirit, get all this evil defects out of us, whether it's jealousy, lust, whatever it is, envy, hatred, whatever you have. So people on the outside can say, oh, he's a fine young man, he does this, but what's on inside? They can have all this stuff inside going on, you don't even know. They look nice on the outside.
Well, can't you hate at least one person?
You can't hate.
First date?
No, in Jesus' kingdom, none. You got to love. You got to even love Hitler. You got to love all beings.
Even Vladimir Putin of Russia?
Yeah, you got to love all beings.
I do, baby.
That's Jesus. And you can't be a racist from no race. Because remember, the Father, Allah Jehovah, said, hey, if you're a racist, that's going to blaspheme is the Holy Ghost.
That's
and
right.
You cannot be forgiven for that.
You mean I must love my Islamic brothers?
You must love Islamic brothers, your Buddha brothers. Who else we got? We got in Japan,
Shintoism,
Taoism,
China.
No, see, this Jesus is international.
Yeah.
He's not like, you know, like Buddha. He came to Asia was one point, you know, and you have Krishna in India.
Right.
Yeah, people there. This child, Jesus, is international. That's what the thing about it. We deal with everybody.
Yes.
And he deals with everybody. And that light of Christ is dealing with everybody. When people get mad, they all say, Jesus Christ, you
that's
know.
Right. That's
it's
right.
in them.
Uh-huh.
They say, Jesus, that's like a cuss. You shouldn't say that,
right.
But it's in them. Or they say, Jesus, they got to say it because it's in them. That light of Christ is in you. You got to say it. It's in you, stop it. But you don't want to have it in your conscious mind for some reason, or you don't want to praise it for some reason because something is keeping you from it. We're telling you to get into it, like my brother said. Get into it. Now, as I started, you deal with that spirit. And then as that spirit gets cleansed, then you use your mind. Then the superconscious mind take over. And then after that, your skin, your body starts to radiate. It starts to come young. It starts to translate. Your organs get young. Everything starts to glow. And then after that, then you keep your outside surroundings. You take a bath. I don't know about this. People not taking a bath like once a week or once every 2 weeks. Or,
they must be in a sequester like the United States.
I don't know. This is in America.
Yeah,
and like
America.
Once maybe every 2 days or whatever. Somebody came to my house with kids. I said, no. We take a bath every day. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
Well, we do it twice a week. No, we don't do that here.
Twice
you stay
a night,
here,
maybe.
you gonna stay here. You know, the Islam, they take a shower like 3 times?
Per day.
Per day.
Exactly.
Buddha's very clean.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then two, okay, you keep your body clean. You start to eat clean. You know what to eat. That's the Holy Ghost. I'm just telling you how to. Then you start keeping your surroundings clean, your houses. You go into some of these houses, they're junky. That's not Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus doesn't stay. A Holy Ghost don't want to stay there. The angels don't want to stay there. They refuse to go there. You have a junky smelling house. You have junk all over. Like the Buddhas and stuff, like the Islam, they keep their house very big house. Little furniture, little junk.
Right.
You don't want to have junk and just all over. I mean, the light of Christ can't flow. It's stagnant. So you got to have, you start from the inside and it radiates out. You keep your house clean. You keep your land around clean. Everything is clean. Jesus gave a steward over the earth, not junksters over the earth.
That's right.
You know, so let's start doing that. That's how you activate the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit teach you all things. It'll teach you these things. You read the Bible. It's the instruction book. You don't need us. You don't need a man of the cloth. What you need is the power of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And that's, you need, everybody needs that.
Yep.
Okay, my
right.
brother.
Jaja Susi.
So by having that Holy Spirit, activating it, you're just moving along, and by moving along with that Holy Spirit and activating it in your Christ-like devotion every day. You should have some kind of devotion, being still and knowing that I am God. You should have that in you. You should have that in you that you want to do it. You should spend
right.
time with your Creator inside of you. You should talk. My brother said you can talk to it. You should talk to your Creator in you. Tell him all your problems.
Wait a minute. Did you say talk to the Creator inside of our physical body?
Our Heavenly Father inside.
You mean that's the Holy Spirit, the Father within?
That's the Holy Spirit within.
Is that what Jesus Christ, the baby, was teaching?
That's what he was teaching the boy kids. Communicate with them. Tell them your problems. Don't go to a counselor and tell them your problems. They can't help you.
What about a psychiatrist?
They can't help you. The intelligence within you will answer all questions. If you talk to and be still and listen, it will communicate and tell you what to do, how to solve the problem.
Do I have to go to church to worship the Holy Spirit?
The church inside your consciousness, yes. That's the church.
Oh.
The living church. Remember, let's talk about that. When Jesus Christ was on the cross and died, how the temple was destroyed. Let's talk about that, my brother.
Okay. On that wonderful, glorious night when Jesus Christ was being assassinated, and he was excited. You know, they make these misguided, very sad movies about Jesus giving his life, and they're making him act, look like a down mortal. No, no, he was excited and enthused, and he wasn't a weakling. He had long, beautiful hair, big muscles, and a great, grand, Holy Spirit of love. And when he gave his life, and when he expired on purpose, because he said, no man take my life. I lay my life down for the sheep, and I pick it up again. And so when he gave his life, because before he sacrificed, they were giving pigeons and turtle doves and heifers and different animal sacrifices to honor the coming of Jesus Christ. And so therefore, after the perfect heifer was sacrificed, that be the red heifer known as Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, gave his life's blood, when he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, and he said, it is finished. Alfian. When he spoke that, Una Roca, or the divine top Holy Ghost, took over, and the power of energy destroyed the temple, it said, from top to bottom. It blew it up, exploded. It was an implosion of explosion. That was excitement. And that era began from B.C. to A.B.C., or after birth of Christ. And also A.D., because after his death, that's right, A.D., after he died, into the A.D. era. So when he hit Domino Domini, which means in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the new age of consummation and fire, when he the blood came out and the sacrifice was accepted by Jehovah God, the temple exploded, and the command and the word was given, no more do you have to go into the synagogues and the ashrams and the temples to worship the great Almighty, for you shall worship God everywhere. For Jesus told them, God is spirit, and they that worship God in the spirit and in truth, for the Holy Spirit shall be in you, the omnipresent power. So my beautiful, wonderful lovers, today you don't have to go to the sanctuary to worship the living God. You are the sanctuary. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. What's his name? Jesusi. We are the temples of Jah Jesusi. So therefore, we can be at a football game and praise the eternal energy. We can be in the park in nature and praise the eternal energy. You do not have to go to the assemblies to praise the great Creator. Now, in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, we know most religious people are going to say, well, you know, the Lord said you're not supposed to forsake the assembly of yourselves as the manner of mine is. Yes, no. What do you mean, yes, no? Well, in the correct of the original Greek, it was speaking of that you're supposed to not forsake yourself for assembling of the great presence of Jesus Christ. See, people go to the church, but there's no fulfillment unless they like Yogi Tos Church, really praise the Holy Spirit. But when you get with the Spirit of God, when you worship the eternal energy, then you are in communion with the great Almighty God. Glory to Jesus Christ. We're going to have to say good day, namaste, peace and love, assalamu alaikum, Jehovah Shalom. I believe our time is running out.
Yeah, it's running out. And just like my brother said, getting into that energy is by you depended on the energy. The temple was destroyed, and that was now it's another dispensation now.
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit of fire.
Yes.
So that's what we're gonna, matter of fact, the ancients wanted to live in this day.
That's right.
They desired to live in this day. He's closer than hands and feet. He's with you.
Yes.
You don't need to go to nobody to get instructions. You got the instructions inside of you. We're showing you how to do it. That's what Son of God University is. We're here to instruct and show you how to get that power.
Amen.
That power is inside you. It's guiding you. Come on. Get with it, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
all over the world, Switzerland, Belgium.
Yes.
You're listening.
Indonesia.
Indonesia. You're listening.
Philippines. Thailand.
Ohio.
Florida.
California. Holy Ghost headquarters there.
Washington State.
You're listening. Let's get with it. The revolution is on.
Yes.
The revolution, you want a revolution? It's happening
right now.
Preachers are starting to change their tune. They're starting to use Jesus.
Yes,
they have to. They're starting to say, oh, the God is inside us. Yeah,
yes.
They have to.
That's right.
Son of God University is on the scene. We're on the scene here, and like we said, the Christmas season is continuing on, and we're going to continue, and it's going to get deeper
and deeper.
So love Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Don't forget him.
That's right.
But the main thing is the Christ
in you,
your hope and glory. Jesus, baby.
Jesus.
We're out of here.
Amen. Glory to God, Jesus. Hit
Doug,
it, baby. Carol the bells.
Just as old.